Yeah, we've been through a lot on this one, and I'll go through it with our listeners or our viewers. It's arduous journey, but we got it done. Pretty much on
Yes, we
schedule
did.
too.
No, it was a journey, and
You
it's
guys
still
are
going to be a journey,
municipality
but
whisperers. Yeah. So.
hopefully we get there soon.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in construction, real estate, and development? We pull back the curtain on the new home construction industry, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us for Trust the Process podcast, and let's build something great together.
Welcome back to Trust the Process, podcast where we talk about new home construction, the housing industry, real estate market, and all things in between. Today's a little bit different, so I'm going to do a little introduction here, let you know what we're doing. It's a slightly different format. I've mentioned a few times that we would start bringing in some of our vendors and subcontractors and opening up conversations with other people as well. We get a lot of questions about how we get things done and how we move through things, and decisions are being made on large scale levels. And so how is all of that coming together? And one of the ways that that's coming together is through a lot of our great partners. We've got external teams that work with us that we just couldn't get it accomplished without them. And you guys have heard numerous times, Michael mentioned our engineering team. Engineering is such a huge part of what we put together in the building process. And so giving you guys kind of a glimpse into that, the things that we talk about with them, it's Taney Engineering, Jeff Thompson, and Jasmine. And we meet with them weekly by phone calls and often in person, but more often than not now, they're Zoom calls. And that's how a lot of these decisions are made and things move forward. So that'd be kind of cool to let you peek into how that goes. And so we'll put together a list of all of the homes that are in our current build cycle at any point, and then they just touch on each of those. What's happened in the last week or last 2 weeks, however long it's been, movement that has happened, movement that's pending. And I'm going to give you guys a chance to look at that. So as our podcast audience, you guys have been around for long enough to know sort of the ins and outs of most of these projects, but there are a few that you may not have heard of. Just know they're coming. More information will be coming about them. Some are really at the infancy stages, and so we haven't mentioned them on the podcast yet, but others that are already in full swing, you'll be familiar with. So consider this an introduction on the new guys and a wrap up on what we know about our existing projects. So hope you enjoy the call. I'd be curious to hear your feedback. So please let me know if this is interesting to you, or if you feel like you get any information from this. We can do more, and look forward to continuing to grow the channel and offer great insights for you guys. So I already have them on the call. Go ahead and tap us in. I'm just gonna get real quiet and let them do what they do, and hope you guys enjoy the call.
We appreciate you being open to being on camera.
No problem.
And you look handsome as hell. The hair's looking, he's got his Taney Engineering shirt on. He's just looking good. Anyway, and maybe when we get some good news on our grading plans, you'll look even better.
In your eyes, hopefully, at least.
Yeah, probably. So I emailed Krista the project agenda. I have the agenda in front of me. I figured we could just go down the agenda with Westridge.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'll share my screen too.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right. So Westridge Horizon is the first project. Entitlements are approved. Drainage study was resubmitted on 9/23.
Okay.
We should see that back here this week, hopefully. And if it does get approved at that point, then we'll have to submit for concurrence at regional. But okay, that can happen concurrently while we submit to the City of Henderson as well.
Okay. What is that entity called? What is that? What are those abbreviations?
Clark County Regional Flood Control District.
Okay, perfect. All right. So they have jurisdiction on anything in Clark County that has to do with water movement, basically, right?
Only if they have a facility. So they're kind of in charge of all like the major public storm drain facilities, that storm drain detention basins, such like that. So there's actually a website. I don't know if you ever used it, but it's actually good to know.
Okay.
It's called Floodview Advance, and I'll bring it up here in a second. Floodview Advance. But this is the site that's governed by Regional Flood Control.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share all these different colors on here are storm drain facilities or detention basins that are governed by the regional flood control district.
Okay.
Now, blue is what is constructed. Green is what's in the next 5-year plan. And then red is what's in the 10-year plan.
Oh, okay.
So if we go to your site on Horizon and Westridge, you can see that this blue line that's adjacent to your site is a regional facility. So that's why we have to submit to them.
I see. Okay. So our other
You only have to submit to them when you're adjacent to a regional facility. If you're not adjacent to a regional facility, then you don't need their concurrence.
Then it just comes down to whatever building department, local jurisdiction you're falling under and their review of your drainage. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So we drew the short straw on this site. The other site we have down east of here won't have that issue, I don't think.
I don't know. So as you see here, your other site that we'll talk about here in a second.
Okay.
There's not a regional facility located in the vicinity. There's one over here, but that's not close enough to warrant us to have to submit to them.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Good to know. And you were saying that can be concurrent and you don't foresee any issues with this project and the regional flood. Okay.
No, because especially that we're not, like if we were extending the storm drain or something, then regional would take a lot more in-depth look at it. Whereas we're basically just showing them, look, we're trying to stay away from it and not touch your stuff. So
yeah.
Do you agree with that? So hopefully it's a little less in-depth. So I don't foresee any issues, but again, we'll see when we actually submit, but I do not foresee any issues with that.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Let me bring up my agenda back here. Okay. So, next on the list is the traffic study. The traffic study was submitted on 10-2. I believe the fee was sent to you. So we're just waiting for that fee to be paid so that it can be accepted and then reviewed.
Okay. Let me take a look at that.
And then the water network analysis was submitted back in August and was approved last month. So we're good on the water network analysis.
Okay. Awesome. The traffic fee is an internal study that you guys do, or is that something that a regional jurisdiction does?
No. So we did it and we submitted it. So we just are submitting our analysis to City of Henderson to make sure that they're okay with our traffic counts and that no other improvements would be needed due to the traffic increase.
Right. Okay. Perfect. So the right-hand turn onto Horizon Ridge, even though that was part of our approval, notice of final action, that'd be where something like that would come up and they'd say, whoa, wait a minute. You got too many people turning right.
Yeah. Or if like a stop or if a, like a traffic signal was warranted or something like that, because you're adding so much more. We are in this case. So I'm not worried about having to add that, but things such as that would be shown in this traffic analysis.
Especially commercial developments, larger housing tracts, things like that.
Yeah, like especially like multifamily and just when you get higher unit counts.
Okay, perfect. So. All right. And the network analysis is just, did they have water supply in the area essentially to let us tap in?
Yeah, do our water pressures meet the minimum so that when you turn on your faucet, like it's not just a drip system, it's going to flow out and you can wash your hands. So stuff
perfect.
Like that.
All right.
And that was approved. So which we need that. Technically, we need that and the traffic study approved before we can submit our plans to City of Henderson. So we can get that fee paid so that we can get that done.
Absolutely.
So that when the driving study comes back out, that it'll hold us up, then that'd be great.
Right. Okay, awesome. All right, I'll have Janelle look into
that. And then again, once all those three things are approved, then we will submit our plans to the City of Henderson to go through their review of all their internal departments. Such as utilities, land development, and right away.
Do you have
a
draft or a study set of the utility plan so I can get my head around it?
Yeah. So I will send this to you after this meeting.
Okay. No problem. And that'll just be the WETs, basically, water and sewer. Nevada Energy would go directly with
I'll send you the entire improvement plan set, and included in that will be the utility plans that will show the water and the sewer that will not include dries. Right. Those drives have to be designed by the drive utility companies, such as MVE and Southwest Gas and CenturyLink.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Your Cox. Yep. All right. Cool.
Any other questions you have on Horizon Ridge and West Ridge?
So we'll pay that traffic fee. Then they have to still review that and approve it?
Yes.
Okay. And then all the other things are done. You'll send me the draft study set of basically the whole civil improvement plans. Then those will be all submitted. We'll say traffic has given their blessing. Water network is, you know, SNWA has given their blessing. And then that all gets kind of approved as one big civil improvement plan review set. Utilities, all that.
Yeah. So we need all three of those, drain study, traffic, water analysis, to be approved. And then we can submit that whole plan set to the city of Henderson so that they can then review it through their internal departments.
Okay. Awesome. Then when those are approved, they'll
review our utility plan, because our utility plan hasn't been reviewed yet at all. They'll review our actual traffic plan that shows the improvements that we're calling out, as well as they'll review the grading and make sure that we're matching the drainage study and all that jazz.
Right. Okay, perfect. And then if that's approved, that's probably a minimum one round of corrections, I would imagine.
Yeah, minimum one round.
So we're looking at every 3 weeks. You know, so if I were to say two corrections, we're looking at about 9 weeks before we'd be kind of ready to go to the next step.
Yeah, so I would say, so let's say in a perfect world, right? That fee gets paid for traffic this week. Traffic takes a couple weeks to review. And then drainage study would be, we're hoping to get that back this week, but if not early next week. So the traffic will be the Outlander thing right at that point. So we need that to be approved. Let's say it gets approved by the end of the month. So then at beginning of next month, November, we submit to City of Henderson. They take 3 weeks to review. And then we address those comments for, let's say, a week to 2 weeks, depending on how difficult they are. And our timeline, we give ourselves 2 weeks, but if they're not very difficult, we can get it done in a week. And then we submit back to them for another 3 week review. And hopefully at that point, it'll come back approved, and then, or with some minor comments, and then we address those and get those submitted. So we're looking at about, I don't know, at least 2 months. We submit for our first review, for that process to go through.
Okay. And then after that point, we can submit for parcel map, or the actual parcel numbers and the mapping to be recorded.
Yeah. And actually we can submit. So when we submit to CF Henderson the first time with our improvement plans, it always gets a little bit different with all the entities, but it's either once they accept our improvement plans, then we can actually submit the final map for review, or I can't remember which entity, but there's one of them that requires you to go through one review of your improvement plans before you can submit the final map. But either way, we can submit the final map as our plans are being reviewed as well. So it's not like the improvement plans have to be approved and then we submit our final map. They're more of a concurrent thing.
Okay, perfect. So we'll get some overlap. There's a world where first part of January, we potentially have a final map recorded.
Usually the final map would usually is delayed about a month after the improvement plans, because you do need the improvement plans approved before they'll sign off on the final map. The reviews can happen concurrently, but again, you have to have the improvement plans approved before then they'll record the map.
Okay. And what I'm hearing is I really, really have to dial in on the product for this. I keep kicking the can down the road, and because I'm so indecisive on what to put here, I need to finalize that, because honestly, that takes me, we have 5 houses. I probably might do some replication, but they're still going to have different elevations. That's probably a 10-week ordeal for me to get the architecturals done, get the MEPs and the structurals done. You'll want to know the footprints, I imagine, right, to show the lot fits on there.
Yeah, personally for me, I don't need to do a lot. Like, the lot fit is just provided to you as a developer. It's not needed for any type of submittal to see at the moment. So it wouldn't hold anything up, even if it was waited for that.
For my architectural, for the actual vertical permits, though, they would need to see exactly where it sits, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I have to, by the end of the month, I have to have everything finalized so that the architect takes at least 5 to 6 weeks to do 5 houses at minimum. And then the engineering's at least another 4 to 6 weeks for MEPs. So right. There we go. There, I mean, that takes us to the end of January. And then it's going to be through the holidays. So I really want, once I have APNs and addressing, I mean, I've got to, I snuck up on me.
Yeah, you're not going to have APNs or addressing probably till the first quarter of next year. But yes, it's, and just as you think you have time, you never do. So
I know. It's very true. I mean, it's another 2 weeks before I even finalize, send anything over to the architect with a vision. And then like it's five weeks. It takes us to the middle of December. Engineers get it in the middle of December. Probably don't even really get much done till end of January. Oof. Yeah. It's there. It is.
Yep.
Wild.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else with West Ridge and Horizon?
No, we're good.
Okay. Moving on to Horizon Ridge and Eurogi.
Okay.
Entitlements are approved. Received the NOFA back in July, so we're good there. Mm-hmm. Drainage study, anticipating to get submitted by the end of the month. We are going through the grain plan and all the hydraulics and stuff right now. Okay. I'm hoping to have a set to you next week just to review to make sure you're aware of everything that's going on and what we have designed in case you want to change anything.
Okay.
But that is being worked on right now as we speak.
Okay.
We received the traffic scope, so we'll have to create a do a traffic study on this one as well and get that submitted. But we do have, again, we do have a little bit of time on this, but this is being worked on too. Not sure if you have a soils report on this yet.
I'll write that. I'll check up on that. I don't
if
know
not, if not. No worries. You have a little bit of time. We don't need it to submit or anything, but at some point we will need it before we submit to City of Harrison.
I remember why I was stalling on that, because they expire. So I was trying to do it
That's right. Technically, you can probably, like on this one, if you wait till... Let's see here. If we submit the 30th, if you want to wait till like December-ish, beginning of December, then you probably be okay.
Okay, awesome. Okay, perfect. Will do. This one's running about 2 months behind Westridge, I would imagine. So we're looking at maybe map recorded by very early Q2, maybe?
Probably 3 months, but yeah, something like that, depending on how fast this one goes.
Okay. Did this get approved? The water network analysis get approved on this one as well?
No. So this one was not approved yet. We actually have completed it. We just need to get it submitted. So,
okay.
But we want to get the drainage study submitted first, and then we'll submit the WNA.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah, we've been through a lot on this one, and I'll go through it with our listeners or our viewers. Arduous journey, but we got it done. Pretty much on schedule too.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah, no, it was a journey. And it's,
you guys are municipality whisperers. Yeah. So
hopefully we get there soon. But yeah, and then once we get that drainage study in for the first review, then we'll start working on the rest of the improvement plans, such as utilities and traffic plans to get those up to date so that once the drainage study after a couple of reviews comes back and approved, we can submit to see if as soon as we can.
Beautiful. Okay. You don't have earthwork on this yet, right?
No, but I bet you I can get you a halfway decent number by the end of the week.
Okay. Cool. Not super duper urgent, just kind of more FYI kind of for me. So I can kind of, it's good to know as much as I can up front to then help figure out what I want to do product wise, right? If I get forced into a pigeonhole of a lot of site work and a lot of utility work, then it forces me into a luxury product. If I can keep my land costs down, I have a lot more options. So that's the only reason I kind of ask about it.
It's
not going to move the needle at all, right? I mean, it is what it is. There's literally not much we can do when it comes to earthwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, well, hopefully we have a number by the end of the week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else with Horizon Ridge and Eurogi?
Nope. No news is good news.
Last on the list is 48 Grand Miramar and 50. I'll actually be sending those to you in the next 10 minutes after we get off our call. Cool. Those are completed. Nice. And so I will have those sent to you here shortly.
Beautiful. Okay. Nothing crazy on those that you saw?
No.
Okay. Awesome.
No. Like, the only thing that's going to be a little tricky is just that wall thing.
Yeah.
The existing walls and seeing if they crap about that. But other than that, there's nothing too complicated. So.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry. They're just such sticklers. They really are. They really want to know exactly where every wall is and where new walls are going to be added. And they have all these regulations on where the walls have to be. And and the quality of the walls have to be called out, that they're stuccoed and capped. And, but the neighbor at 50, that house is one of the first ones. I think we went through it 2 weeks ago. They don't even have cap. Their walls are not in compliance. So I don't know how I extend a wall. And then is my wall in compliance? Then I'm going to have a decorative stucco caps and, do you know what I mean? And but then it's going to stop at their wall. Then it's going to go back down to a regular, just regular stuccoed wall.
It'll look goofy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So I'm hoping that I'll wait and see what you have come up with, because I can't picture exactly where they are. Depending on where that returns, I don't know. I mean, I would like to just return it right where their wall ends, but their wall starts pretty far back. So I don't know where how you drew it, but I'll take a look at it when I get it.
So remember, we talked about we're trying not to touch their wall right now.
Yeah. Yep.
And see what they go through review, because otherwise you have to tear up all their landscaping and stuff.
Terrible.
In order to get to the wall, it's going to be a nightmare. So
it's going
to
be a mess.
We've called it out to wherever the existing wall is, we're leaving it, and we're leaving the existing Ryan Friends. And obviously our new wall that we're putting in between the two lots are just being proposed to being whatever that length is on each one. But on the other ones, we're leaving the way it is and seeing what they say.
Okay. Perfect. That works for me.
Just like you said, especially if the material is different, it's going to look.
And one does really, really weird.
Doesn't. Super good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Well, that's great. I appreciate you guys getting those back to me. And this is huge that we can have this submitted with our first review with the association. The deadline for the submission is Friday for a Wednesday meeting. And we're going to have a grading plan, which is amazing, as we're normally never there. And then from a permitting standpoint, I have all my structurals. I have your stuff.
Oh,
architecturals are done. I'm waiting on MEPs, which are... They told me by Wednesday, study set, stamp set by October 31st. So there's a chance I have an entire permit set on this, on these two projects by the end of the month, which is huge.
That's impressive.
It's impressive. Yeah. It's good. It's a good team. So we'll see. That's probably a record. I think that's ownership of the land was about 3 weeks ago. So about 5 weeks of ownership, you have a full set of permits. And one of those houses is a brand new plan that I came up with. The other one at least is a recycle, but we still made some changes. It's pretty,
always
pretty cool. Yeah. But you see, even speed running this son of a bitch, it took me 5 weeks. So that's why with West, see, I couldn't keep it together. I made it 21 minutes. Just don't bring up OnlyFans. Damn it. Stupid. So dumb. Krista, stop recording. it shows me on Westridge that there's five of those things. So, and they're all kind of different lots. I really think I probably need to do five different houses. So there's just, snuck up on me.
You have three other ones in this area?
Oh, no, I mean on Westridge, five.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Five. But no, yeah. Well, and then you got...
The Argos
six
is going to be right
on
the hills.
Seven other ones on the other one. So
I know. I'm hoping there can be some overlap between the two, but you know these lots well. They're all kind of different.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's tough. Sure. I mean, it depends on what
because
angle.
Because the lot sizes are so different. The lot.
They're very, yes.
Layouts are so different.
Lot three at Westridge is really shallow. Lot four is a gem, but I can't design everything to fit lot four. And then they each have different views. Just really depends on what direction I want to take this. If these are true custom bespoke homes, then every house really should be different to take advantage of the views and the situations on site. So we'll see.
Right.
That's what I'm really torn on right now. And when I see the utility plan for Westridge, that is, and I can kind of figure out what the costs are. If the land basis is low, then I can just take the safe route out and go 110% of the median sales price for the area and be fine, because it'll be new construction and it'll sell. But if the plans are more in depth and the costs are more in depth to get these five lots pad ready, then it's going to force me down that pigeonhole. Should have done this due diligence before I bought it. No, it'll be fine. The zip code will carry it. Zip code will carry any direction. It's just a matter of, you know, what vision and how fast do we blow out all five of them? Do we just start with two? And that has its own challenges because then people ask, well, what's going on lots 3, 4, and 5? And how do I know that that's going to be
vacant?
Exactly. How long are they going to be vacant? Or they picture, you know, I have projects in South Shore and there's a vacant lot next to one of them. And my sales agent got so tired of answering the question, what's going next door? She just started saying Taco Bell. And it's in a custom guard gated country club. She's just like, what do you think is going to go there? A Taco Bell or a CVS pharmacy, and the drive-thru is going to be right on your side of your house.
Speaker's going to be facing you.
Speaker's facing you. You're going to know all the specials. So anyway. All right, boss. Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for being, you know, doing this. It's a huge, huge
help. No problem.
Yeah. People, some of our viewers really get in the weeds on our stuff. So it should be helpful.
Yeah. Not a problem. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's great. All right, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks, and I'll look out for those emails.
Sounds good. Thanks, Michael. Awesome. Thanks, Krista.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jasmine. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Trust the Process podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to stay in the loop with the latest insights, project updates, and everything in between. See you next time.